again by Poetry Magazine, for over 90 years a premier publisher of contemporary verse. You can find it online at poetrymagazine.org.
And here is the Writer's Almanac for Monday. It's the 20th of August, 2007. It's the birthday of the poet Edgar Guest, born in Birmingham, England, 1881. Came to this country, to Detroit, wrote poems for newspaper syndication, a poem a day, more than 11,000 poems, including his famous one, "It Takes a Heap of Livin' in a House to Make It Home." It's the birthday of Jacqueline Suzanne, born in Philadelphia, 1918. She was 44 years old when she was diagnosed with breast cancer, 1962. She vowed to do something with her life, become a success. 4 years later, she published her novel Valley of the Dolls, about the sex lives and drug abuse and the fights of Hollywood starlets. The publisher she gave it to hated it, but his wife liked it, so he published it, and it sold more than 28 million copies. Thanks to Jacqueline Suzanne's promotion, she went on coast-to-coast tours, she was on radio and TV, made personal appearances in bookstores. That was before authors did it. She became one of the first modern celebrity authors. It was on this day in 1977, Voyager 2 was launched by NASA to explore the planets of the solar system, took up-close photographs of Jupiter, Saturn, Neptune. It's kept going out into the cosmos, containing a gold-plated phonograph record with Chuck Berry and Bach and Mozart and the sounds of a heartbeat on it, and a greeting from President Jimmy Carter as well. Today, Voyager 2 is more than 5 billion miles away from the sun. It's headed towards Sirius, the brightest star in the sky. And it's the birthday of H.P. Lovecraft, Providence, Rhode Island, 1890, who wrote horror stories based on his fear of modern science. He was a big influence on Stephen King. Lovecraft, who said, "The oldest and strongest emotion of mankind is fear, and the oldest and strongest kind of fear is fear of the unknown." Here's a poem for Edgar Guest's birthday. It's Ogden Nash's reply, entitled "Lines to a World-Famous Poet Who Failed to Complete a World-Famous Poem," or "Come Clean, Mr. Guest." Oft when I'm sitting without anything to read, waiting for a train in a depot, I torment myself with the poet's dictum that to make a house a home, livin' is what it takes a heap of. Now, I myself should very much enjoy making my house a home, but my brain keeps on going clickety-click, clickety-click, clickety-click. If Peter Piper picked a peck of heap of living, what kind of peck of heap of living would Peter Piper pick? Certainly, a person doesn't need the brains of a Lincoln to know that there are many kinds of living, just as there are many kinds of dancing or hunting or fishing or eating or drinking. A philosophical poet should be specific as well as prolific, and I trust I am not being offensive if I suggest that he should also be comprehensive. You may, if you like, verify my next statement by sending a stamped self-addressed envelope to either Dean Inge or Dean Gauss. But, meanwhile, I ask you to believe that it takes a heap of other things beside a heap of living to make a home out of a house. To begin with, it takes a heap of paying. If you don't pay just the once, but again and again and again. Buying a stock is called speculating, and buying a house is called investing. But the value of the stock or of the house fluctuate up and down, generally down, just as an irresponsible destiny may destine. Something else that your house takes a heap of, whether the builder came from Sicily or Aaron, is repairing. In addition to which, gentle reader, I am sorry to say you are a little more than an imbecile or a cretin if you think it doesn't take a heap of heatin'. And unless you're spiritually allied to the little Dutch boy who went around inspecting dikes looking for leaks to put his thumb in, it takes a heap of plumbing. And if it's a house that you're hoping to spend not just today but tomorrow in, it takes a heap of borrowing. In a word, Makushla, there's a scat of things that to make a house a home, it takes not only a heap or a peck, but at least a bushel. A poem by Ogden Nash, "Lines to a World-Famous Poet," from his verse from 1929 on, published by Little Brown, used by permission here on the Writer's Almanac, supported by the Poetry Foundation, publisher of Poetry Magazine. Gift subscriptions are available at poetrymagazine.org. produced by Robert McGinley Myers. Be well, do good work, and keep in touch.